Hello everyone, welcome back to Help Me Think, your favourite podcast, my favourite podcast. Today, I'm back from, I'm back since Sunday, but today I'm recording episode 3. I'm back from skiing from France. That was fun. That was a good, nice falling out of the routine, falling out of the studying routine, studying habits. That's great, that's what we love. Coming back, we need to get back into school. Not fun. A bit overwhelming. It's not as if I had been in this routine lately anyways, but yeah, that brings me to the topic that I've been wanting to talk about for a while. Being overwhelmed. Being overwhelmed, for me, it's not being stressed. So it's different things for me. So when you're stressed, you're like actively stressing, you know? So you, kind of the pace of those two things is different. So when you overwhelmed, it's more in your head, but you're kind of stuck. Like you feel like you've got so much to do, you feel like you're not getting on with anything really, but you're not really actively like stressed, and you like are running around and just being completely, you know, just doing something actively. It's kind of more, it's either you're passively stressed or you're actively stressed maybe. So being overwhelmed, you know you have to do a lot of stuff, but you just can't seem to maybe start anything. You're just kind of stuck in this position where your mind knows, where your mind is spinning and spiraling around all the stuff, all the tasks that you have to do, but where you can't seem to really start doing anything or progress maybe, where you don't have the feeling that you are really moving forward with anything. That's what I've had, I think, for the last couple of months, I would say. So maybe since basically this year, since I came back from the winter break, which was very as well intense with like everything other than studying, other than school. And it's always hard, like for me it always usually happens when I come back from some kind of trip, some kind of like something that's meant to help you like unwind and then get maybe new energy to start focusing on your tasks again. But for me it doesn't really seem to work. So if I go away for, let's say, a weekend, I fall out of my routine, I fall out of my like sleeping schedule, my eating schedule, my, you know, exercises, my like everything really, and then it's all hard for me to get back into this routine that helps me actually doing stuff and being productive. And that's also another thing that I've really realized at some point, that this balance that everyone keeps talking about, I've been trying to have this balance, let's say inside a day or inside maybe like inside a week. So let's say to like study 5 days a week or being productive 5 days a week and then have a weekend off. Oh my god, it's just my hands are really dry, that's why I need to put cream on, but this microphone just keeps catching all the sounds and it's a bit and I can't focus. And I'm hot, I need to open the window. No, it's gonna be loud. Right. I'm fine, we're focused. And when I've been trying to have this balance inside 1 week, I've noticed that it's too small scale for me. So if I lock in and, you know, get into a nice routine, waking up early, being productive, you know, being in this like study mode, in this like gym, eat, study, repeat, basically mode. And then I go away for the weekend, my sleep schedule is completely gone. I just fall out of this habit of doing all of this in this like routine mode, and it just doesn't work for me. It doesn't really work as a reset for me, but rather like just a completely kicking me out of my thing, of my timetables. When I come back, I first need like a couple days to get back on track, to get back in my sleeping routine. And I've just been asking myself, like, why? I'm trying to balance it, but it's so hard. And I realized I want to try like a monthly, maybe, balancing schedule. That's not really and I realized what I've wanted to talk about, but it's got to do with it, and it was just such a like breakthrough for me. I've still got to really try to apply it, because it might be hard, because in my case, for example, we have holidays every 6 weeks, which I'm not complaining about, but it's hard to have like a like such a like a bigger scale, you know, like balance on a bigger scale and larger scale, such as 1 month, because obviously you do still want to have some days off, some weekends off in those 6 weeks. So let's say I was to take these 6 weeks as my, as like one block where I just like lock in, I do my work, and then I have my holidays to rest. But obviously when I, especially because I also go away on holidays, I want to also have my breaks within those 6 weeks, so it just kind of be hard. But that's just something that I've noticed, that for me, maybe, you know, maybe like 2 weeks like blocks, maybe that's what I should try, because 1 week is just like too small scale for me, and 1 day is definitely too small scale. Like I can't fit, I just can't fit being productive and resting and, you know, being kind of productive in every sphere of my life, like I don't know, sports, and, you know, like then do some self-care and whatnot in 1 day. Like for me, just impossible. I either focus on my work, or I focus on completely like relaxing and just not thinking about work, and just completely being, you know, out of this thinking mode, let's say. But still, 1 week, even 1 week, is just too small scale, and I don't seem to enjoy the rest that I'm giving myself. And also I can't really seem to enjoy this being productive mode, because I can't really seem to be properly productive and be actually working in the time when I take for myself to work, if that makes sense. Oh my god. And so similarly, when I go away for, let's say, 2 weeks, 3 weeks of holidays, I go traveling, or, you know, I go back home, and then I come back to studying to England, and I need some time to get back into this productive mode, into this routine. And I feel like my January has been, well, was kind of very, very intense in terms of going away somewhere again, and you know, have some weekends off that didn't allow me to really get back into the studying mode. And because I haven't really done much for school during the 3 weeks break, so I kind of felt like I was behind already, and then I came back and I didn't really get into the studying as quickly or as really, you know, fully as I was meant to, as I would have liked to. And so still up until like the last week before this February break, I didn't really feel like I was getting on with the stuff, and it just got more and more and more. And obviously it's getting closer to the exam season, so just getting more and more and more material, more content that you're learning, like new material, and then you you're being constantly reminded that you don't have time, that it's like coming, and then you're being constantly reminded that the exams are being coming closer and you have to focus, it's a ride or die, and so on. And it's just like so much, and you're like, shit, I actually don't know nothing, and I actually need to start, and it's not really helping. And now I've come back from this break. It's actually insane how many breaks we get. That's actually, I don't know if it's normal. Anyways, now I kind of realize that I actually need to stop doing stuff, because my first exam is in 2.5 months, and that's a bit intimidating, a bit humbling, a bit scary, considering my confidence in the subject at this moment. And I've noticed this same feeling that I had before the break, where I actually put down some notes to this topic. This was an introduction to today's episode. Where I also talked to a friend about this feeling of like being overwhelmed. And that's like, she also said, it's not like I'm stressed, because we don't have, you know, like, you're stressed when you have an exam tomorrow. You are stressed and you don't feel prepared. You're stressing, like, actively. But now it's just like you've got all the different topics, everything, you feel like it's just so much. You feel like you need to know the whole like book like in and out and word by word, not a single book but in different subjects and for different papers, for different completely topics from this year, from last year. And you just, how am I supposed to know this? This is for me the feeling of being overwhelmed. So I wrote down some, I guess, advice, some tips that I would like myself to internalize, to actually understand and to feel and to use, and maybe that could help someone as well who also might feel similar way. So yeah, these are just my insights that I've come to realize in the time that I've thought about what I need to do to not feel that way and to actually get on with something that needs to be done. And so first thing I did was to make a revision checklist. So we've got in A-levels, we've got 3 papers with different topics in it. So if I'm talking sociology and psychology, because it's different from maths, it's got 3 papers each, and each of them has like, so psychology has 3 or 4 topics each, and it's a 2-hour paper, so there is like each of the topics is for about 30 minutes. You need, like, you're supposed to take about 30 minutes to fill out each topic. Sociology, there is usually like 2 topics in every paper, 2 or 3, or even like 1 and a combination with another one that's already been in another paper. But still, it's like different topics that we've done, some of them last year, some of them we're still doing, some of them we still have to do, which is a bit interesting when we're gonna do it, but it's another thing. And basically this amount of different topics, and some of the topics you just don't really have at the top of your head, and at some point you get reminded that, oh yeah, you need to revise this one as well, and you're like, oh yeah, that was that one as well, and it's just so long ago that you've learned it. And there is multiple checklists and, you know, lists of topics online that you need for each paper, and like some packs, some revision, yeah, packs, and some, I don't know, mind maps, and some tables where you can fill out and stuff like that, that we also got in school, some of them. But what I've noticed, I need to have my own like checklists and stuff like that. So with my, what I put topics, names, how I understand them, kind of, because if I just take it from the internet, does not help. It's just a bunch of words, bunch of smart names that I just don't feel really connected to, that I don't feel like I've heard ever in my life. So the first thing I did, because sociology was overwhelming me the most, it still does overwhelm me the most, but I feel like it's just gotten a bit better. In terms of, you know, kind of, I have an overview of what I need to do now. So I'm kind of, I realize I don't know a lot, but I know that I have to do this, 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 and this, you know? So at least I have an overview of this general, of this whole thing. And it doesn't seem as scary as it used to when I was just like, oh, there was like three more topics that I don't remember at all. So my first thing, again, write a checklist. It can be, you know, just like, I know this topic, or I don't know this topic, or whatever detail that you need. In mine, I put in basically the stuff that I do for each topic. So I put in flashcards, whether I have made the flashcards and whether I know the flashcards. Then I've also put in the mind map, or whether I've done the mind map. I've put in my confidence level, just in terms of, you know, to tick later when I feel like I'm confident in this topic, that I don't keep revising the same things over and over again whilst not focusing on the stuff that I'm actually lacking in. And then you just, also when you start ticking those boxes, it feels like you're moving forward, and that's also a good thing. And even when you do, so that's why I like to make this checklist quite detailed, not too much, but quite detailed, so that even when I do one simple little thing out of this checklist, I can check something, I can tick something, and I feel like I've made a progress. So that helps me also feel like I'm actually doing something, and that something is changing. Yeah, that's my first tip, and that's my first insight. And I've also done this for psychology. We're not done with the content yet, but I'm gonna update it. And it also helps to see that, oh, okay, this I know where to look for, this I also know where to look for, this I'm not that confident in, but I'm gonna look into it. And it just gives you the whole overview. It's quite an obvious tip, but I've just realized that it helps me to create in myself and to actually see what I do for each topic. So if I do flashcards, mind map, and notes for each topic, I'm gonna put this in my checklist. And that's what works for me, because the ones from the internet, they don't really know how I study. So I feel like that's why they don't really work for me. Also, when I was thinking about that, about this whole what to do to not feel that overwhelming feeling of being overwhelmed, yes sir. At first, I wrote down, do a little bit of everything. So kind of like start with small steps and do a little bit for every like subject, let's say, or for every task, so that you don't focus too much on one thing and then you'll stay bad kind of in the other ones. But then I realized, and I think that's what my like insight as well, big insight was for me, is that actually this feeling of being overwhelmed and not moving forward with anything really, it comes from also exactly doing those small bits. And you just feel like you're not doing anything in anywhere, really. So you just don't have the feeling like you're moving forward, whilst you actually are, but you just don't notice it, because it's just such small steps. And I feel like that is something that might actually be quite useful, when you feel like you're not moving forward, to stop multitask and to actually focus on one thing for a bit. So start with one thing, let's say take a bigger topic, take one subject and do a big thing for it. So like for, I don't know, a couple days, maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks, depends on how much time you've got, I guess. Just focus on one thing. Don't really think about the others or do like the minimum for them. And just focus on one thing, and then you're gonna make a bigger progress, a more significant progress, and you're just gonna get this feeling and you're gonna get this confidence in yourself that you're actually progressing in something, that you're actually moving forward with at least one thing, and you're gonna feel this like achievement, you know, you're just gonna, exactly, this confidence that you're gonna get back. And I feel like ticking like maybe more boxes and one subject, it's a good beginning to actually get you going. And also it's a good thing sometimes not to switch between subjects again, for example, because it's easier to stay on one like wavelength. So obviously different subjects, there's different, you know, names, terms, whatnot. And when you do different things, you always need kind of like a little bit of time to get back into this mode of this particular subject. And when you just take your time to focus on one of them, it might actually get you going a bit quicker. Obviously, don't focus on it for too long because then you're just going to neglect the others. But for some time, just really force yourself to focus on one and give your full attention to one thing. Maybe, you know, if we're not talking subjects, if we're talking like homework thing, even in one subject, don't write like two lines of an essay and then, you know, do like one exercise in the book and do one this, but rather finish the essay. You're gonna feel like you've done a big part of it. And it's also easier to get into this flow state when writing the essay without switching between the tasks. Because I feel like I sometimes fall into this pattern of switching between the different things too much. And I lose the focus, really. And I get distracted by sociologists' names. Then I come back to maths, I've forgotten all the formula and it's just not really going anywhere because I need this little bit slow start to get back into the numbers after looking at names. Yeah, and then after you've got this, you know, running mechanism of actually doing something, of maybe, you know, waking up earlier, going somewhere and just looking in, then you can start to multitask again and to focus on other things as well. But first, just for me, I think it's about starting this whole mechanism of actually doing at least something, because this feeling of being overwhelmed just weighs on you and you can't just seem to even start anything because you feel like a failure already. So for me, it's just about like starting this movement and then it's gonna be fine. I mean, it is work still afterwards, but at least you're moving somewhere, and that's this critical point of starting to do something instead of just feeling scared and as if like a failure before you've even started. What also helps me, and those are just general things that I'm sure everyone knows and everyone's heard, but they're very easy to forget, especially when you don't feel like you're doing enough, when you don't feel like you know anything, that when you feel like you've missed so much from what you were meant to know already, everyone's better than you, you're just basically talking yourself down. Maybe for a reason, maybe because, yeah, some people are better than you, maybe you put a bit behind on some content, on, you know, studying, because like I objectively am, at least from what I would like, where I would like myself to be in this, at this point in time. But stressing never helps. talking yourself down never helps, never leads to anything good. You're not going to get going any quicker if you just feel like a failure and if you just talk yourself down. So trust the process. It's going to be fine, or at least it's going to be more fine if you don't stress than if you do stress. Stressing doesn't do any good. So relax. If you don't feel like you can do something right now, don't. But it's also about recognizing when you're being lazy and when you actually need to just stop pushing yourself and need a little break and need just a reset. For me, what helps me, obviously it's not for everyone, I've discovered it lately, I call it me day, when I don't have any notifications for one day. So I do use my phone because I listen to music, I can, you know, Google something if I need to, I can even study on that day if I feel like it, because sometimes I'm actually, my head like clears up and I feel like I can actually be productive that day. I can also go out, I can talk to people, but I don't go on social media, I don't text anyone. Sometimes if I need to, I can look in my emails, but again, because I don't have any, like, you know, a lot of communication there, it's just about some whatever. If I need something from my emails, I can look there. But it's no social media, it's no messengers from one evening through the next day and until the next morning. So over two nights, I don't look at my phone for notifications. I've got this focus on my phone where I don't even see those like little dots on my apps, where I don't see how many notifications I have, because otherwise I get too curious and I want to go there and see. And I tend to delete all of the like notifications, you know, those notification center or whatever it's called, to not even see who texted me, because otherwise I get curious and I keep thinking about it. But it's just something that helps me look more into my feelings, or maybe just slow down, because whenever you get some incoming information from the messengers, from social media, it takes a lot of your energy, of your focus. And again, I feel like everyone knows it, but that's something that when I feel like I don't feel like myself, when I feel like I'm losing really my track and my focus on the things, it doesn't have to be school, when I just feel like I'm not really feeling myself on the ground, you know, when I'm just going somewhere, I've realized it really helps me to just have a no notifications day, a me day. I let some people know beforehand, like, don't worry, tomorrow I'm not gonna be like online. That's always a good thing for people not to worry about you. And afterwards, I just feel like I want to communicate with people as well. I want to, you know, I have just the energy to reply to people, because sometimes you're just so in this like whole whirlwind, you have to do so much, but then you end up being on your phone for so long. Not even on social media, but just talking to people, it takes up so much time. And when you have this day where you're just with yourself, by yourself, on your own, you get a more clear understanding of also what you need to do, of your like to-dos, and that kind of stuff. That's just one of the ways to like de-stress for me, and to get back into like my life, and to stop thinking as much about other people's lives and how they are doing, that kind of stuff. And just the last one, again, very obvious, but remember your achievement, remember how far you've come, remember what you have done already, and not what is still to do. It is always good to understand how much work is before you and how much work you need to do, and, you know, to start planning out your time and to start revising, let's say, if we're talking school, in time and not in the last moment. But it's also good to realize how much you've already done and that you can do it. Look at what is already done. Maybe sometimes more is already done than there is still to do, but we forget it and we just see how much there is before us, and we forget to actually first be proud of how much we've already done, and second just to realize, oh, I've done this already, so I can do this as well. Like, there is less to do than is already done, so it is possible, you know what I mean? So it is important to just start doing something, just get on with one thing, just get one thing done, then the other one, just another one, and just keep going. But it's also important to, before starting to run into just studying, whatever, just let me do something because I'm just stuck and I'm not moving anywhere, let me do just whatever, just something. First, create a checklist, realize what you've already done, realize that you've done a lot, because there is always something that you've already done. Like, because I don't think that, I mean, I'm not gonna say it, but I've never really, always when I talk to people, when I notice myself, I'm never overwhelmed in the complete beginning. Like, there is some work behind already. When I start feeling overwhelmed, when I start feeling like I'm not getting on at all, and then when I look at already, you know, the notes that I've already made, I'm like, oh, there's actually a lot of work done. It's not that much, it's a lot left, but it's not really that much more than is already done. It's crazy. Like, that means I can do it, and I know how to do it. Look at your old notes, look at your old, you know, essays or whatever, it depends again what you need to do. Realize how you've been doing it before that, how you've done it before. Realize that you know you can do it. You just need to remember. You just need to maybe get back into this move. But you know you've done it already. You've done it before. You'll be fine. And trust the process. There is still time, unless exam is tomorrow and you've got 3 books to read and understand and memorize, but otherwise there is time. Now there is still time till exams, and it's gonna be fine. Just, well, yeah, I've already summarized it, I'm not gonna summarize again. Trust the process. I think for me, on some days I'm so sure I'm gonna do well, I'm so sure that I can do it and that I'm smart and that I have good discipline and that I have good understanding, like basic understanding. And on some days I have no idea how I've even done it before and how I'm gonna do it now in exam conditions. But I feel like sometimes I just need to trust the process. I just need to trust those feelings, those days where I know I'm good, where I know I'm disciplined and I'm smart, and just trust this side of me. Still keep doing something, obviously, studying and revising and all that, but there's no point to stress. It's never good. And no point in multitasking straight away. Multitask when you feel like you have the flow, you have the routine. Start balancing it. And yeah, maybe sometimes it's really good not to break the flow, so once you are in this productive kind of mode, it's not always good to kind of reset and, you know, go away, unwind, because sometimes it just kind of ends up in you taking longer afterwards to get back on track, and it just ends up in messy feelings as well of not being productive and not being good enough, and yeah. But obviously, don't forget to take breaks, because otherwise it can end up in burnout, which we don't want to either. But I think that's what I've realized, and that's what I will be trying to really implement and make actually use of, or yeah, actually bring to life and actually start following my own advice. That would be helpful. And I wish no one to feel overwhelmed. I wish everyone luck with their exams, because I feel like everyone's got exams coming up now. Yeah, and stay calm, trust the process. You're smart, you're good, and you'll be fine. And thank you for listening, and come back for some more insights. And yeah, have a beautiful week. Smile, give people compliments, give yourself compliments, and almost happy spring. Thank you for listening. Bye bye. Как звук?